Last thing for today, the rapper 21 Savage just dropped his latest album on Friday.
I stand on business, dot my I's and cross my T's. All I got is these little pictures when I think about all the G's. Memories in my head, the devil talking to me.
It's his first solo album in more than 5 years, and it's called American Dream, which is maybe a comment on his recent immigration battles. Here to talk about the album is Rodney Carmichael. He writes about hip-hop for NPR Music and is co-host of the Louder Than a Riot podcast. He joins us from Atlanta. Hey, Rodney, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Andrew?
All right, so this is his first solo album in more than 5 years. Why is this such a big deal?
Well, mostly it's because 21 has really been fighting for his life. I mean, for the last 5 years, he's been mired in a legal battle that really made this chart-topping rapper the face of an overlooked but criminalized class of people in America, and that's Black undocumented immigrants. A week before he was due to perform at the Grammys, for the first time in 2019, he got arrested by ICE agents. And to the surprise of nearly every hip-hop fan in existence, the rapper who had been repping East Atlanta as his home was actually born in London. And he'd come to America with his mom as a child and had been living here on really an expired visa for years.
Huh, and there were like no hints of that in his music, right, up until now?
Yeah, not at all. I mean, this is an artist whose discography is really filled with death ballads and survivor's guilt, all really a consequence of the violence that has defined his upbringing in East Atlanta. And the closest nod to his immigrant origins really came when he empathized with people, quote unquote, stuck at the border on a song called A Lot.
Been through some things, but I couldn't imagine my kids stuck at the border. Split still need water. Was innocent, couldn't get lawyers.
And many fans now consider that song and what he said on that song to be the trigger that set his targeting by ICE agents in motion.
And I should say, A Lot was huge, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when it came out, it was just like everywhere.
Yeah. Chart-topping,
yeah.
Grammy success, everything.
Yeah. So in the intro, you know, I almost introduced him as an Atlanta rapper, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then considering all these immigration issues, I was like, I don't know. And then I was thinking about the music video to the single Red Room, and it's very much a tribute to England. I mean, here's how the video starts.
I swear when you lot think of England, you lot think big yards, man in big hats, posh touch drinking tea in Buckingham Palace, Big Ben and black cabs, them telephone buses you lot love to take.
So how should we think about his sense of place?
Well, this dude is very much an Atlanta rapper. I mean, let's set the record straight. He came of age here. He survived the poverty that informed so much of his experience and his music. And in this video, he's in Brixton, where his family in London lives. And he's really showing us that there's an equally disparate reality in the UK that he and his mom escaped for what they thought would be a better life here. I mean, just like in a lot of ways, trap music kind of peels back the layers on the Black American experience, and particularly the Atlanta experience. He's showing that the same thing exists on the other side of the water.
All right, so let's bring it back to American Dream. Is there another song here that you really like?
Yeah, I think Letter to My Brother.
I feel your pain, my brother. I know you from the struggle. I know how hard you hustle just to take care of your mother.
In his recent Rolling Stone cover story, he calls most of his music fictional, but there's a whole lot of truth in this song. I mean, he speaks on some real life situations that really sound a lot like the ongoing RICO trial that his friend and collaborator Young Thug is going through. He talks about artists' lyrics being used to prosecute him in criminal cases, and he mourns a lot of the friends and family that he's lost along the way.
Father God, forgive me for my sins. Take the mask off of my enemies that's out here acting like my friends. Did some and I'm praying I never gotta do again. I put blood, sweat, and tears inside this wind.
You know, at the end of the album, he goes on this whole thing about telling teens, really, right? He goes like,
yeah,
stay in school, keep your friends close to you, you know, think
right
about your mom, she loves you, da da da.
Mm-hmm.
What does this album tell us about where 21 Savage is right now as a rapper?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that in a lot of ways, you know, even though a lot of his music is really dark, and a lot of his past is really dark, so there's congruency there, he's come to a place in his life where that's not the reality that he's trying to live now, or that he actually lives now. And he wants people to see it as a form of entertainment.
You probably got your mama scared, don't want to watch the news. Ready to risk your life and freedom for a pair of shoes. Yeah, you say you love your Switch, but they don't love you back. You can hug that block all night, it ain't gonna hug you back. Some of your friends gonna reincarnate and come back as rats. And at your candlelight, they ain't gonna give your mama jack.
This album, I think, is really showing fans and foes alike that the narrative he's presented his whole career is really one that he's still standing on, you know. And in some ways, it's really a victory of sorts, even if the picture that it paints is one that ultimately shows how unattainable the American dream is for a certain race and class of people.
That's NPR's Rodney Carmichael, co-host of the podcast Louder Than a Riot. Thanks, Rodney.
Thanks, Andrew.